Every Easter, in the weeks leading up to Easter Sunday, I pray and ask God to direct me to someone that can come and share their testimony on Easter Sunday morning. And this year it was very obvious he led me to a wonderful young couple. They are part of our church family. They're part of our Chinese fellowship that meets here Friday evening, and they have a powerful story. Derek and Jing, please give them a warm welcome.
Thank you, Pastor King. When I was 5 years old, my great-grandfather passed away. It was a total shock to me as I realized every man is destined to die. Then I asked where I'm going after death, but I never got the answer. As I grew up, I followed the crowd in chasing success, yet still stay confused and scared by the ultimate fate of my life. After college, I moved to the US for my graduate study, and I was brought into the Chinese Bible study group. While seeking God, I found all my questions were clearly answered in the Bible. In 2010, I accepted Jesus as my personal savior. After I became a Christian, I redefined my identity and purpose. God has helped me reflect on my sins and how corrupt my life was. He sent his only son to die for my sins on the cross and resurrected after 3 days so that my ultimate destiny is no longer destruction, but eternal life. God has set a true purpose for me to glorify him, but not to chase the earthly prosperity that will soon pass away. In all my hard times, I found the peace of God that surpasses all my understanding. With Jesus being my ultimate certainty, I no longer need to worry about uncertainties in life. I also learned to embrace imperfections. I became more honest about my own mistakes and weakness. I don't always have to succeed in everything I do. Instead of covering up my own imperfections, I see them as a room for God to mold me into the person that he wants me to be. I also found it easier to embrace flaws of others and love people around me. My life before receiving Christ is like walking in a forest without a compass. I walk in circles and circles and got lost. Sometimes even got attracted to the very dangerous path. When Jesus came to my life and guided me as a compass, I no longer need to follow my visual perception of the surroundings, which could be very misleading. Romans 12 verses 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind." God has planted eternity in my young heart, but when I follow the crowd, I stop seeking him. So if God is also speaking to you today, I would encourage you to listen carefully to your heart and quest for those ultimate answers of life. And you will find God is good. Thank you.
My parents divorced when I was in primary school. After that, I always feel that I was homeless. I feel lonely all the time, so I had a strong willing to have my own family in the future. So I dated with a couple of girlfriends during that period, thinking that having a person with me is having a home. I came here for graduate study at GW in 2013. My mom is Christian, so she connected a Christian group here to help me get settled. That group is the Friday night Chinese Bible study here in Cherrydale. I was picked up from the airport by a Christian couple on a Friday, so they took me to the Bible study that evening. The people there were so nice and warm, and they treated me as their family. I was so tired that day after a 27 hours trip around the world. When I worshiped with them, I was deeply touched by a Chinese hymn. Everyone in the room threw themselves into the song. I sang with them together, and I feel that my energy was fully restored. The next day, the couple had a sharing session with non-Christians. I was moved and motivated during the session. They introduced God briefly to us and told us God's purpose. I saw that what a great God that makes his followers to treat a stranger as their family. So I accepted Jesus that day and was baptized a few months later. After a couple of days staying with the church group and reading some scriptures, I realized that my definition of home was so wrong in the past. The church is home, not just being with someone. In this big family, you have brothers and sisters, and most important, you have a loving father. Yeah. And the church is a place that is filled with love and peace. After receiving Christ, many changes took place. Sometimes, when I want to do something, but I don't know if it's right, I will ask God to see if it's what he wants me to do. I also met my wife, Jing, here, and we got married last year. So as we have been loved by God so much, we will pass on the blessings to let more people know our God. And I hope more and more people can join our family and be loved by the Father. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you.